The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Hopefully everyone can hear me well, and I keep looking forward to today's show. Today is January the 18th, 2016, and it's a Monday, very important day. And we're going to have a live show for you. But before we get started, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family about the network so the network can grow. This is such trying times, and such it's so important that we continue to develop and harvest from our own the things that are necessary for our families, our community, and ourselves to grow, because we are the ones that are targeted and specifically designed not to be informed about what's going on, so that we will not be inclusive in our own self-determining direction. And this is why this network is so important and all of the programs that are here. So everyone, please, if you can please make monetary donations, yes, make donations of cash, because so that this network can stay in a position where it can bring you the information that you need to know from all of its programs and all of its good deeds, and not only that, the information that's brought to you, so that you can have a voice where you can go and have someone that is looking after you and caring about your overall well-being. You need to also take care of that source of, you know, that source that's providing for you. We need to be, we really need to focus on feeding the roots and not just eating the fruit. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And if you can donate your time or some of your professional experience or your professional expertise in things, that would be greatly, a help. And also monetary donations go a long way in order to keep this network going. You know, the network is run by, the pure commitment of, Scotty and everyone else that helps in this whole thing. But it's pure, mainly Scotty, and it's some things that, the technology that needs to be implemented and equipment that needs to be done. And not only that, it's programming and everything else. So when you're able to do those things from a funded standpoint, it definitely assists and helps you to grow the network. And this is a network, believe me, something that is not going to be a part of the mainstream media, because the mainstream media networks are all fully funded. And they're fully funded because they serve the purpose of the overall propaganda that's being waged and being brought forth. So that's not what happens here. So we need to really continue to support this network and allow it to grow to its full fruition, so that we can gain what it is that we need to gain and to give back what it is that we need to give back. So with that being said, please don't second guess, don't wait, don't put it off any longer. If there's some things everyone can do to assist this network, please do that. It's so necessary and so needed. Also, go to Kando Radio Show on Facebook while we're still there. We're going to be moving from there. relatively soon, putting that in place. But you can, for now, you can go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check us out there and see some of the articles that we have posted there. And also, if there's a question or comment that you have, you can also reach me there. And so for today's show, let's start with some of the articles that we had posted there. Very important one. This, brought this one from one of the mainstream outlets, and I do that for this reason, just to give you an indication and an idea of where we are. Okay? Now the mainstream media is starting to talk about things that are very telling to you, the Tando Radio listeners. If you've been listening to Tando Radio for a while, you understand that they always tell you, because this is what we talk, they always tell you before they do something. Very critical article. Comes from NBC News, and it says, oil slide lower since 2003, after Iran sanctions lifted. Over the weekend, the Iranian sanctions were lifted, and that is going to have dramatic effects on the overall global economy, and it's going to have effect on the price of oil, and it's going to have effect on the petrodollar system, and also is going to have an effect on your standard of living. And this is what you need to know. Just so you know, the dictation, the commentary that I wrote there, this is just one of the many things that really matter, which will affect you and your family in one way or another. The great part about this is that the simple fact that you can choose, the choice is yours as to how you respond to it, especially if you refuse to allow someone else's decisions to dictate your direction. Preparing for the coming up and down is more than just a wise decision. It should be regarded as a godly responsibility to the preferential uncommon. So it's so important that we look at these articles and understand to see where this is going, what are they really saying and what does it mean. So what they're basically saying is that the price of oil is going to continue to go down, because now Iran is going to bring their oil onto the market. I believe tomorrow they'll be put back into the SWIFT system so that they can transfer oil for cash, and it's going to be the petrodollar that they're going to use, but the effect of the low price of oil is actually going to hamstring, and it's not even a hamstring any longer. It's actually a millstone that is being put around their neck, that's being thrown to the bottom of a lake or the ocean, because this is going to continue to push this price down, and it has some real meaningful ramifications that you need to talk about, but you didn't know. That you need to have with your family. So take a look at that article, really, really important one. We're going to touch on this even more today. Next article comes from the WallStreetJournal.com. In the commentary that I wrote on it, the conspiracy theorist response from a person is usually taken among the blissfully ignorant or the foolish hearted. Here is just one of the many conspiracies which have placed you in their crosshairs with a trigger that has already been squeezed. And what does that mean? That means that there is a conspiracy that's going on throughout the world. It always has been, and it always will be. And the thing is that you have to be able to identify the criminal acts and protect yourself accordingly. Now, this article that comes from the Wall Street Journal talked about more banks take a hit on energy loans. And this is the conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory, because the people that talk about conspiracy theories are the very people, you let them say it, but they identify who they really are. They have no clue as to really what's going on. They're blissfully ignorant, or they have the foolish hearted. Because this is going to continue to cause the infrastructures of energy to collapse globally, because the companies that are bringing you energy via natural gas, via oil, they started their business journey from a position where they got a debt they purchased, I mean, they were given debt, they were given loans in order to actually get the infrastructure, to get the technical knowledge, to get the equipment, to get the sites to actually drill for natural gas or to drill for oil, to get that out of the ground. And they got it at a price point where the price of a barrel of oil was in the triple digits, in the hundreds. Hundred and, you know, some have a profit margin where they need to make at least selling oil at $105 a barrel. And the minimum that they can make to break even is $95 a barrel. So if oil is going right now is below $30 a barrel, I didn't check it before we came on the Tando, but if it's lower than $30 a barrel, you can see that that company can no longer service its debt and is not getting any form of revenue in order to maintain its ability to stay in business. So what is going to happen? The infrastructure and the overall business is going to be lights out. But see, they've done the lion's share of the work. They found the oil or the natural gas. They started to put the infrastructure in place, and they are going to be so broke they're not even going to be able to have a fire sale or sell that equipment because so much is going to be flooding the market. So they'll just be leaving that equipment pretty much there and shutting down. And this is going to eventually have a counterparty risk to it, and it's also going to have the ramifications of this where every business that you know is going to be strained even more, and this is going to push many businesses over the edge because it's not just the oil industry, but it's also all of the industries that require that there is a sound and solid oil industry functioning in the economy, and this is going to be quite devastating. This is where you lose the petrodollar status. This is where the world can now say, well, we don't need to trade with the dollar any longer. We can trade with something else like our currency, and then we gain from it, and not give it to the middleman or the ones in the United States so that they can maintain their standard of living at our expense. They're going to drop that petrodollar in a very, very nasty and cruel way here in the future, and you need to be prepared for it. So check out that article, read between the lines, and we will definitely take a look at this in today's show and what it means. Next we have, and this one goes with everything else, and this one comes from Press TV. It says, Iran orders 500K barrels per day oil output hike. They're going to flood the market even more with oil. Iran is. Now that the sanctions have been lifted against them as of Saturday, and now they're going to flood the market with more oil. And the price of oil is low right now because there is more supply than there is demand. That's what they're saying. That's what the overall consensus is, but there's a very malevolent plan that's behind it. It's about collapsing the economies. And now, the commentary that I wrote on this is read between the lines. This connects with the earlier story today. You are witnessing the dismantling of a cheap superpower and dominant empire in historical steps, which reveals the strings of global enslavement and its supporting infrastructure. The petrodollar standard is being sacrificed in order to maintain the grip of control. If we would only look behind the curtains of our conference, we would see truth standing still. And what did I mean by that? This is what's going on. They're going to continue to collapse economies and have major wars and major economic downturns and major displacement and overall famines and overall disenfranchisement to where people can no longer provide for themselves. Their overall standard of living is so dramatically dropped that the people will be begging for solutions to these problems, and they're going to bring it to you because they're the ones that brought you the problem. And they're going to bring it to you at a price, and it's not a price that you can pay in cash. It's a price that you can only pay in your free will and your overall energy, because that's what they want to harvest and maintain control over, because that gives them power. You So this is what you're seeing. You're going to continue to see the dismantling of economies throughout history and see why it was done. It was done for overall control of people and to maintain the overall dominance of enslavement. Your way of life provides for their means of life. And you're seeing it happen here, and it's going to further perpetuate itself in a very, very dramatic way that will be quite harsh here in the States if you do not prepare for it in a very quick fashion. And that's also going to be a part of today's show. So Iran is going to put out 500,000 barrels per day extra. They're going to raise their output, their oil production, by 550 barrels per day. I'm telling you, they're gearing up for the collapse and war in general, global war. So we need to make ready, and we're going to talk about that. Next one we have, this one came from Occupy. To put banks behind bars, to put bankers behind bars, Spanish citizens take the 1% to court. Check out that article. You're going to continue to see this unfold throughout the world, and they're going to really target, like what I said earlier, there's going to be the purging of the Western banking system and the overall Western bankers. They know exactly what's going on, and they're going to have their fall guys. They're going to allow them to fall so that their overall system can maintain themselves. It's not about the individuals that you see. It's about the energy that's behind the overall control, the hidden hand. And it's the one that truly, truly enslaves so many in all of us pretty much in general. It's the things that you don't see are more real than what you do see. So check out that article. Very, very important one. And then we also have, this one comes from Countercurrency News. And this was congressman who voted for drug testing for food stamp recipients busted for cocaine. And this was a representative out of, or where was this dude, Ted, from? Let me take a look real quick. One second. This guy had voted, a guy that was really spearheading the overall, having people on government assistance, having to surrender to random drug testing and everything else. And then all of a sudden, here it is that he's caught with and going to be entangled in the overall busted for cocaine. Now, this gentleman is a representative out of, where is he a representative out of? I remember, oh, Florida, that's right. He's a representative out of Florida. It was busted on charges of cocaine possession, of course. This is the thing that they do. They put these type of people in place, not because these people are smart or have any form of relative good to the overall general community, but they realize through their psychological evaluation, they know that they can put sociopaths in charge of their overall agenda, and these people will do it definitely without question. And that's what we have going on here. This is the whole system. And in the commentary I wrote, the real problem isn't the system or trade. The blame falls squarely on the people, meaning us, who follow and allow all to have authority and influence in our daily lives. That's the real problem, is that we allow the establishment to have authority over our daily lives. When we look at them as authority figures, allow them to dictate our overall direction as individuals, and this is what we get. They have immunity, or they think that they're above the law, or the law doesn't apply to them. They basically do as I say and not as I do syndrome. And this is something that is prevalent throughout this whole system, because let me tell you, there is no man that is meant to rule over another man or any mankind. There's no individual, no human being, no living entity that is this physical flesh man entity that is made to rule over mankind at all. And if you think that that is something that is true, then you have fallen completely for the enslavement program, because that's what it does. It just is going to provide a master, an overseer, and an overall slave and minion to maintain that overall direction of enslavement. So this is nothing more than what it is. It's our fault because we allow and we continue to give energy to the system of our own demise. So check out that article. Check out that article, really good, and would love to hear what some of your opinions are on that. So also, next one we have was a video that I posted. What does chemotherapy actually do to your body? Check out this article. I'm going to say healthcare is a business plan to exact thousands of dollars from victims who have been actually murdered while paying for their own demise. When you practice health cures, sickness isn't a business. It's nothing more than a temporary obstacle. See, that's the main problem here. We are going to the system, and we don't know the historical relevance of the system. And because we don't know history, the malevolent ways of history is always bound to repeat itself and grow in its overall strength and overall influence in our lives. This is something that we need to completely walk away from. For every disease that man has created, manufactured, or has used in bio warfare against the overall, against humanity, God has created an herb to cure it. We need to practice health cure instead of health care. Health care is a business of a dollar, a profit for a business of making sure that you stay sick and everyone else stays sick, because that keeps their overall customer pool very full. That's all it is they're looking at a pool of talent that they can use and keep to maintain their overall position of empowerment. And it's even further than that. They also use the medical field to actually prevent us from being able to think and to resonate within our harmonic frequency and within our spiritual realm. They want to hinder that. They want us to be nothing more than the perfect zombies. This is why you see so many of the zombies things, because they want a zombie state where you are nothing more than the walking and living dead. Not anything about people dying and coming back to life, but in actuality it's a metaphor for the overall how we've lost our direction. We've died to our overall spiritual and harmonic frequencies, and now we live purely off of the man-guided rules of things, and it makes us the walking dead. So check out this article. Very important that you check this one out. Next, we have got a couple more. It was over the weekend, so we got a couple more very important things. A lot of things are going on. Listen, as we speak now, Portugal, the pig nations, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Ireland, and Spain are having major, major, major economic problems. There are bail-in practices that are being, forward in Portugal as we speak now, and as that happens, it's going to continue to perpetuate. Italy. Banking sector is on the verge of what I would consider the initial stages of a collapse, where it's apparent to everyone else. Basically, all of Europe, is not just, you know, Italy and Portugal, it's all of Europe is unwinding economically, and it's going to unwind in a way where it's going to bring about a global war. It's going to increase and push the overall momentum for global war. But inside of Tando posted that France declared a economic emergency today in France. The French president had announced a state of economic and social emergency. And you need to really hear what's being said here. Check out this article. We will definitely talk about this in today's show. I've always said and I've always thought that Europe would go first, the EU would go first before the United States, because the EU was actually developed and instituted and put together to do just that, to break the economy. Whenever you hear about France's banking sector, when Whenever you hear about Italy's banking sector, Greece's banking sector, Cyprus's banking sector, Portugal, Spain, Germany, all of the European countries within their central banks, within their banking system, whenever you hear about their banks having major problems, it is no different than your bank having major problems, because they are all privately owned by the same individual corporations and individuals. It's nothing more than a franchise that gives the appearance that it's something more than what it is. And when the franchise is doing bad in one part of the country, or one part of the globe, or one part of the world, it has an adverse effect globally, and it has counterparty risk with every other business that is somehow or any way connected or intertwined with that overall banking system. And that's every single one that we rely on within this economic paradigm that we have to make our living from. So, France, and you're going to start to see little subtle hints. What they're telling you is that the economic collapse is here, but it's much worse than that. We're going to talk about what it is that we need to know and how we need to prepare for it. So check out that article that's there. Then the next article comes from Reuters also. Italy banking stocks plunge. Broker says prepare for a tough 2016. And this is, once again, another indicator of what's going on. You're getting it from all fronts. This is not something that we're pushing as fear-mongering, or never have we pushed it for fear-mongering. Only the people that look at it that way, they have an agenda, or they're people that are totally ignorant to what's going on and the ramifications from it. And I would say to you, get away from those individuals, because they are not ready for what's going to happen. And when this thing reaches its peak, or before it reaches its peak, everyone is going to know, and they're going to be adversely affected by it. And those very same people that did not think that this was something that they needed to take heed to the warning of, they are going to be major, major problems for you. We're going to talk about that in today's show also. Next one comes from just another continuance of the overall economic downfall. Exclusive China chief stock regulator has offered his resignation. And this comes from Reuters also. Check out that article. Then we have also China's led AIIB, which is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, officially launched, elected its first president over the weekend. And the Board of Governors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, has held its inaugural meeting, declaring the bank open for business and electing its first president. Now, this is important because this is the future economic engine of the world. And that means, in order for them to be the future economic engine of the world, that means the current one has to be taken offline. Dismantled, and not completely dismantled, but it has to be supplanted by someone else. It no longer is the Western banking style, particularly of the United States, going to influence the world the way it influenced it before. And what does that mean? The standard of living that they created for you in the facade of the economy will shift somewhere else. It's going to be shipping east. And you need to definitely be prepared for this. So, we're going to also talk about this. Next one, another good one, article. This comes from FUW.org. And this says it's from a well-known, this is Art Cashin. You can see Art Cashin on CNBC. He's a veteran veteran Wall Street insider. It says, Wall Street veteran Art Cashin warns the bankruptcy in the United States oil industry could cause severe stress in the financial system. He believes the rate hike of the Fed was a mistake. And he said this, it is very similar to what you get before you slip into a crisis. Do you think that Wall Street, do you think that the major financial markets and the decision makers allowed Art to go on and write and be interviewed for this article and go on TV and say this if they didn't want it to happen? There's nothing sincere about this. They're telling you everything before it happens because they realize that even when they tell you, you don't listen, and that gives them even more credibility and authority, and it does it this way. Because then they crash the market, and most people will only respond to things that adversely affect them, because the common good of man is no longer in a position where it looks at a threat from a man that you, a person that you don't know, is a direct threat to you. And because we don't look at it that way, we don't understand how things work until it smacks us or kicks us in the butt. Then we're ready to hoop, holler, scream, and fight. But we're not willing to actually attack evil when it doesn't attack us. We won't stand up for someone that is being adversely affected by something and look at it as it being one that encompasses us all, because we don't have that collective prudence. And they know this, and this is why they tell you these things, because they're going to come back and say, I told you so. Now, because you didn't listen and you didn't do anything about it, we have to fix what you had destroyed via your governmental regulations. It's all a scheme and a scam to gain more control. So this is one of the things we got to also check out. We got two more before we get to break. Just want to run to them. Then next, Germany wants to impose taxes for all of Europe to pay for the refugees. You're going to see that exact same thing here. This is what they're going to do. Bring the pain to the people. This is all a part of the design plan. Next, talks about two most dangerous numbers in the universe are threatening the end of physics. The people at CERN, what I would like to say, the demonic thinkers at CERN, are now saying that everything that they've known about physics is now wrong. And the Large Hadron Collider is actually providing for evidence of that. Uh-oh. I erased the darn post. I'll put it back. So, I'll put it back later. Check it out, but didn't mean to do that. But very important. Then the next one talks about that Europe is now saying that they have until later on this early winter, early spring, or the latest the summer to get the economic house in order and the refugee problem in order, else all of Europe is going to collapse. I've always thought and always said that first the EU will go, and then first the EU will go, then Europe will go. Hey, Scotty, my power went out here. Oh, I cut it off by mistake. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my power went out. Sorry about that. Hey, Scotty, could you, because I'm going to reboot this system. I hit my daggone circuit breaker by mistake on my surge detector by mistake, and I cut it off. Hey, Scotty, could you just run us to a break for a second, and then when we come back, we're going to continue what today's show is all about. It's about the conspiracy theory. It's not a theory. It's actual conspiracies that are going on, and you need to make ready for them. So we're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, and then, Scotty, I should be able to pick it up from there, and I'll be able to run it from there. So everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, definitely get in on the conversation. There's a lot that's happening. Are you prepared for it? And we're going to get you prepared for it, and we're going to tell you how to get prepared for it. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Are you tired of mainstream media insulting your spirit and your intelligence? Join me, Zion,
Allow me to shift your paradigm every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Shifting Paradigm, right here on Black Talk Radio.
Live to die, gotta live. Life is what it is. Don't have much, so my all I won't give.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. So we just laid out some of the topics that are inside of Tando Radio Show. Now we need to talk about some of the things that are going to affect you and how you really need to play it and what we're going to be doing. And so what I did was pull my computer back up. Excuse me, everyone. Sorry about the mistake I made. Pardon me. Okay, so there's a lot that's going on, and as my computer reboots, take a look at some of the major things that I wanted to talk to you about. Now, some of the things that we want to do, we're putting together, you know, we teach a precious metals class. We also teach a preparedness class. What we're going to be doing, and it's something that will definitely help us, help you, and then it will also support help support the radio network, because we're going to actually, because I'm going to talk to Scotty about this also. One of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to have a membership. And in this membership is going to be like maybe $25 a month. And in this membership, I'm going to teach you the precious metals class. And also, I'm going to look at who you are, and we're going to, and when I say teach you the precious metals, I'm going to teach you everything in the precious metals that I know, because time is short. And then also, we're going to actually get you prepared from where you are. And then also, this summer, we're going to actually have some of the people from RDP, the officers of RDP, we're going to actually come out and train. And then we're going to bring different training to you in your community and come out and actually start to train you. And this is something that we have to do because of what we're going to be facing in the future. You know, last week we talked a lot about the Baltic Dry Index and how the shipment of goods is interrupted as we speak. I didn't check the Baltic Dry Index today, but I already know where it is and where it's going. This is what you're seeing. Once you start getting mainstream media telling you that things are bad and how, you know, they're only going to increase and how bad they get, they may tomorrow and the rest of this week, the market may do well. May do well for the next 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden a major event is going to happen. There is no way around what they're going to do, because they have to do this because the overall awareness of people throughout the world is starting to ask questions, and that is threatening the overall system. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to have a membership, and then from that membership, we're going to get you prepared from your food, your water, the assets that you're going to need. We're going to help you with the actually giving you advice in some of the supplements that you're going to need, the medical kits that you should have. We're going to get you as prepared as you possibly can and give you advisement on how to get prepared, because every person's individual situation is different. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be having hour-long classes just on preparedness for our members. And then at different times, we're going to have a specific training of things so that you can get prepared. And you can not only that, you can get your overall groups prepared wherever you are and your family prepared, so that when things go awry, and they are, from either you have the lights out scenario, or you have a scenario where food is interrupted, or global war events start to happen, You're starting to see that. I know Brother Davis had posted there was something in Miami sky last night, and it was shooting across the sky in Miami once again. That was a dummy ballistic missile that was being shot. Why are you seeing this? These are all the warning signs to tell you that things are about to get very real, and you need to prepare for them. Never before, never ever in my life and in my military time have I ever saw where the general population would see dummy ballistic missiles being used, and where the general population can see it. They do this so that you can't say that you didn't know. And they do this to tell you and inform you that things are going around. And believe me, everything is compartmentalized. And what I mean by that is that there are people within the military that have no clue. They're just following orders because they uphold the overall institutions and the infrastructure that is controlling us all. And they think that is actually what they have been told. That is the U.S. versus Russia. That's not the case at all. It never has been the case. But by them making you think that and putting in place the infrastructure to facilitate and to maintain that paradigm, we don't need to think past anything more, nor do we ask any questions.
Brother Dave, I need to check in with you right quick. Have you, do you have the board back up to see your calls?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Because you have a caller in queue.
A caller in queue?
Yes.
Okay. Scotty, could you just bring that caller up? And then by the time I finish that call with them, I will definitely have everything in queue so I can see.
Okay.
I'm logging in right now.
You got area code 253.
Okay. Eric 253, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It's only me. It's Cece.
Cece, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Good to hear from you. What's going on, Cece?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the information that you're giving us, and of course it's very profound because we all need to know it. And I wanted to know if maybe you could tell us, like, some really important places to get the information that you're giving us, because, of course, we're not going to hear this on, you know, the mainstream news. They're not going to tell us what we need to hear. So could you share with us, like, places online or YouTube we should be watching?
Well, you know what, it's a lot of information that's out, and it's all over the place. There are YouTube videos, there are articles that are being written daily, and you know, everything is going on is actually being reported. And one of the things that I think is really key for people to do is to actually, like you said, start to look, because every person is different. Now, one of the things that we're going to be doing is that we're going to actually start training people on how to get prepared. And, you know, there aren't a lot of black preppers, and there aren't, you know, and that's just the truth of the matter, because there aren't a lot of people that feel that they need to prepare our community, because our community for so long has relied on the very enslavers to provide for them. And so they rely on the government, you know, they wait for, you know, the government to make sure nothing happens, or the government is going to have to do something. And that is the last thing that you want to do. So I think the best thing for us to do is for us to come together collectively, join different groups and organizations that are geared specifically for us. Because, you know, if you look at preparing for someone, another culture in some other part of the country or some other part in the world, that's good for them. They may have some good ideas, but they're not going to be contending what we're going to be contending with. And I think it's really, really important for us to establish our own network of preparedness, because there are so many organizations that are fully engaged and they've been preparing for years and they have a lot of people. You know, there was a guy that called, his name was Drake, and he talked about their different organizations and they've been preparing for a while. See, that's good for them. And the thing with that is that we have to establish our own baseline and we have to establish our own professional protocols and our own professional experiences, because it's geared towards us and because where we live and how we live is different than anyone else. Our access to cash is different than anyone else. Our overall economic standing is different than anyone else. Our overall dealing with the judicial system, with dealing with everything, is totally different. Medicine works different with us. And I think it's so, so important for us to establish those lines for us. And so I would definitely say RDP is great, but I would definitely say continue to listen to Tando. We're going to have a membership-based preparedness group, and I know that you know, you're going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just so important, because preparedness, the key to preparedness is this, is that you're going to find out that you can't do this alone. You're going to have to establish some form of continuity with other people that have the same interests or share the same goals and values that you share, because it's going to take a community to get prepared for what's coming. And we have to establish those lines now, because when we do that, then we will be able to seize on the opportunities from the economic crash, the wars that are going to happen, the instability that's going to happen throughout the country and throughout the world, because there are going to be just that. And if you align yourself with like-minded people, then you will position yourself so that when those events happen, you will be able to do what the overall bankers are going to be doing. You'll be able to do what the overall hidden hands will be doing. They're going to be positioning themselves for the recovery, because there will always be a recovery to every collapse, every war that they have. But the thing is to get through it and position yourself to get through it, to where when you come back on the other side, you still have resources in order to restart the economy or restart your economy based off of your directions and self-determination other than others. Because one of the things with these economic collapse on the scale that we're going to be looking at and the war and on the scale of the war that we're going to be looking at, the infrastructure is going to be totally decimated, but the control of people is going to be strengthened. But there's also going to be this is going to cause some vulnerability to people and to the system, where people will look at the system in a different way. If you are prepared for what's coming, you will not be afraid, and you will respond to those threats appropriately, and then that will be liberating for you to now establish your own. This is going to be quite disastrous for a lot of people, but it's going to be an opportunity for others. And, you know, Malcolm said it best, the future belongs to those that prepare for it today. And that's what it's really all about. So I would highly suggest that everyone engage in this prepping thing from a standpoint of a community of us, because we are the only people that we can rely on. Other people have established themselves. One of the things that I noticed, CC, when I was looking at different prepping groups and everything else, one of the things that was a big red flag to me was that there were some black people that were there, and the first thing that they asked the other groups and prepping groups, first thing that they asked is, do y'all allow black people? Not because they were going to be a threat to them, but they were basically saying, we just want to align with someone. Will you take us? And that is so disheartening. When it should be, we have to align ourselves among ourselves. And I know you are definitely down for that, and that's who you are, and that's what I would say. I would say stay here with Tando Radio Show. Stay here with us. Be a part of our overall preparedness group because there are so many things that we're going to be offering, and I'm going to structure it out, and you'll know exactly what it is that's going to be offered and how it works. And it will be quite beneficial to our listeners and everyone within our community that is wants to prepare and be ready for what's going to happen. So, Cece, that would be the best way that I would answer that, because there are other people that have other, you know, there are some people on YouTube, and there are some people in different forms that are actually preparing themselves to defend themselves against us. And that is what we need to really look at, really preparing, because, you know, when I was on your last show, Cece, there's a mentality that we really have to prepare against. And it was on your show, I was talking about preparedness, and one of the callers said, hey, Dave, all this sounds real good, so this tells me I need to go to your house when all this goes down, and he started to laugh. You remember that, Cece?
Yeah,
did the phone go dead?
What's that?
Oh, okay. I thought my phone was dead.
No, so Cece dropped off.
She dropped off?
Yeah, she's no longer in queue. She took herself out of queue.
Okay. So just everyone else, sorry about that. Well, when I was on Cece's show, and we were talking about preparedness, and one of the callers said, hey, Dave, all this sounds real good and everything else. And he was jokingly said, well, when everything goes down, I'm going to go to your house. See, that's the mentality that you have to, why, one of the main reasons why we need to prepare. Because there's a lot of people that say, well, I don't need to do this because I know this person and that person is going to be doing it. Or they're taking the mentality of this. I'm not going to spend my cash on this. If it does happen, I'll just go take what I need. And that's basically what it is. Because what they're basically saying is that they don't want to invest in anything. They want you to do all of the investing in something, and then if something goes awry, they want you to take care of them. This is where one of the things that's so important in preparing is this. Be careful of those that are not working with you, because they will look at what you're doing, the assets that you have, they will look at you as a problem to get to your resources. And you know what I mean by that. They're going to look at you as a problem and as an obstacle to get what it is that they need. When they know that they should have been preparing a long time ago, but see, this is their mentality. Well, why should I do that when you're doing it? Because if something goes wrong, I'm going to come to you. This is why you prepare to defend yourself from that like-minded mentality. And that is so rampant in so many places and with so many people. And that is what we really, really need to look at and prepare ourselves for, because it's not always the government that you need to be concerned about. Who you really need to be concerned about is the people that are preparing your neighbors. That is going to be your biggest threat. And this is the thing. The governments know that. And that's what they want, because it's a force multiplier for them. And what I mean by that in a false multiplier is this, is that where they can't be, they know that the people that haven't prepared are going to be, and they're going to totally destabilize everything. And in destabilizing everything, it puts them in a better position to do what? Come back and bring law and order. So that is a, that's what, why we have to all come together. That's why I would definitely suggest, getting with our group exclusively for those that are listening here to Tando Radio Show, because it's so necessary to do just that. Now, let me see if, Cece is, let me unmute Cece. Cece, you there?
I'm here. Sorry. Oh my goodness. My phone
okay.
is acting funny.
Well, no, I was off. Yeah. I got knocked off. I actually turned off my computer, for my surge protector, and I couldn't see it, but Scotty told me that you, had muted. So, but I don't know if you heard me. Remember when we was on your show and then one guy called and said, well, Dave, I'm just going to go to your house. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah. But you know, a lot of people say that to you, Dave, and it's because they have, yeah. gotten used to, like you said, the government. Like, somebody's going to take care of me, even
taking
if this happens.
Somebody taking care of them, right.
Uh-huh. But that's not the situation here. If you're not preparing yourself, there's nobody going to take care of you. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. No. No, it's not going to happen, because people are going, this is why you have to prepare for things when everything is calm, and where you can get the resources and get the things that you need for your family, because your neighbor is going to be the biggest threat. Then compounded with everything else on, you know, with that, it is going to be a very difficult time. And this is why we all need to come together. So, you know, CC is a part of our training cadre, and we're going to be working with CC and some other people, and we want to actually train you. You know, we want to train people within our community, and we want to train like-minded people within our community, because that's who should be doing it. We should not be going out and joining other people, in my opinion, that you don't know. You should actually start from home and to protect your overall culture and your overall family and your overall self-determining way. No longer should you require that the government or wait for the government to maintain your overall quality of life. Look what happened in Katrina. Look what happened in so many other places. And look, and you're going to see what's going to happen when this when the next major crisis happens. And God forbid, it's one where the lights go out. And that's where you're going to have things already in place and people in place that will know what to do as soon as those lights go out. Where they won't start to scream, they will start to act. And I will say this. Based off the economics of what's coming down the pipe, everyone is going to lose their job, but there's going to be much work that needs to be done. And that is just the plain facts of things. That dramatic, that severe. And it's not like it's not happened before in history. And when it did happen before in history, it was used to the benefit of the overall sane people that crashed it or caused it, it strengthened their position. And that's what they're always going to continue to do. So, Cece, I'm looking forward to working with you with on the cadre that we're going to be putting together, and working with you with some of the things that you're doing. Now, Cece, what are you, some of the things that you're doing in your time and with your show? What's going on with your show?
Well, I have a show that airs every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. General Mountain Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Black Love and Relationships. And what we talk about is just what you're talking about now, how we can get it together as a community and help one another repair the economic damage and emotional damage that has been done to our people, and just moving forward with what we have. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have Black Trade Lines on. They are a company that has developed an app where Black entrepreneurs can come together and seek out each other's businesses, as well as the consumers can find these people that, you know, have Black businesses. Also, we will have a guy on, Mr. Don Daniels. He has a business called The Pill Method. And with The Pill Method, he shows you how to reduce all of your interest into a package where you will actually, like, pay off all your bills really fast. There's a woman that only had, like, $8 in her bank account or something like that. And he showed her how to pay her, pay off our house in like way less than 30 years or whatever that mortgage deal is that they give you. But I want to say she paid her house off in 8 years, something like that. Really, really good information he has for us tomorrow. And the show is on Blog Talk. I hate to say it on Black Talk, but it's on Blog Talk Radio Network underneath the Melanin and Power Radio Network. So you could just do a search for Black Love and Relationships, and you can find us there.
And let me tell you, CeCe has an outstanding show. Put together. Her guests are great, and her information is always superb, top notch. You know, this is you know the advent of Black alternative media, and you know from all different standpoints, from news to health and wellness and everything. These are the individuals that are making those waves and are sincere about the direction of our people. So, CeCe, definitely, I'll be checking it out tomorrow. Can't wait to hear it. And I just want to thank you, CeCe, and continue to, bless us with your work. And we're going to get this done, and can't wait to work with you, with preparing our people, and having training with them and actually putting this into practice, because we don't have much time. I think we have about 2 years, 2.5 years of CeCe before it really is, you know, in a bad way where it would be so apparent. And I know you know, CeCe, I tell you a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff that I on timetable. I don't like to use timetables, but whenever I feel something, I let CeCe know. And lo and behold, CeCe, what happens? It happens almost.
Yep, it happens just like that. Like, oh my goodness, let me go tap Dave's mind to find out what's about to happen. And then sure enough, there it is.
And this is what we need to definitely put together. So CeCe, well, definitely one more time, where's your show, where they can find you tomorrow?
Tomorrow they can go on the Blog Talk Radio Network and type in the word Black Love and Relationships. They can find me at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. General Mountain Time, and then also, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's at 6 p.m. again.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be there. I will definitely be there, and don't be a stranger. Jump on at any time. If you have some, I'm going to continue the show, and if you wanted to jump in at any time, just definitely do that. So if you have some time, we'd love to, you know, for you to express some things if you can. But if you can't, we'll definitely catch you later on this week. Much love. Thank you so much, CeCe. And we'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Thanks, Dave. I'll mute my phone.
Okay. Okay, everyone.
Okay,
get ready to commercial
soon.
Break. Okay, talk to you soon. Get ready to go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why is it that we need to prepare, what's going on, and how to get your family and friends ready for what it is. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, as the recording said, as the commercial said. And its participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. And so now we're going to jump back into today's show. Would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, don't be shy. Jump in. Would love to hear from you. So there are what we're going to be doing is that we're actually going to have a membership group. It's going to be $25 a month, and a portion of that is going to be going to Black Talk Radio Network so that we can grow this network, and a portion of it is going to be going towards our overall infrastructure to grow what it is that we're doing and what it is that we're going to be doing. We're going to actually put a training cadre together, and we're going to have training events depending on where some of our members are. But we're going to have daily classes. Even if you miss a class or whatever, it will be there. It will be recorded. You can go back and hear it on how to prepare. And it's going to give you completely everything, because one of the things we're preparing that is totally, totally different for us than it is for anyone else. Completely different. And there aren't very many preparedness groups. And now we did it with RDP. That was a free-based. It was no charge for that. That is not going to change. But this one is different. The reason why we're going to charge in this one is because this is going to be, in my overall assessment, where it's going to be a network of people that are throughout the country. So if there is one person, let's say there's a person in the group that's traveling. If something goes awry and it's in their city, they can make it to them, know that these people have at least some form of preparedness and can accept them, and by way of, let them know, hey, I'm going to be traveling, and this, let's say one person, let's say they're going to Detroit. Say, hey, I'm traveling to Detroit. Who are my Detroit people that are there? And say, hey, I'll be traveling there. If, once that relationship has been built, and there's some people that you can rely on. But there will be security measures that will be in place, because there is no one. We will protect our members from individuals that will try to exploit that type of, any nefarious activities or anything that is going to jeopardize our overall individuals. Because the only time that they would ever, you would ever rely on them is going to be strategical. So basically, you'll never know. You'll never be exposed to someone in the privacy of your home or coming to your house and say, hey, it will be all structured, because there will be a way in which the standard operations and the way that people will conduct themselves. But now when things go awry, it's totally different. So let's say you're traveling from Florida to Detroit, and all of a sudden while you're in Detroit, the lights go out. But you've already made connected with some of the people in Detroit to let you know that you'll be there. There will be directions on how you will be responding to that incident and everything else. So it will be completely organized. We'll be definitely going to put that together. And then there's going to be training on all sorts of things. How to develop your medical kit. How to actually learn to shoot effectively and efficiently. How to storage food. What are the things that you need that aren't really commonly talked about? How do you respond to different situations? And you will get very professional advisement, and it will be very worth the overall membership. And within the membership, you will be able to read the overall membership paying portion if you deem that it wasn't something that was good for you. So this is a great opportunity for us all, and it's all about collective prudence. And we are going to facilitate and put this together in a way that we're going to have, in my opinion, one of the best black preparedness groups in the country because we need it. We definitely, definitely need it. There's been so much propaganda that's been put out by the mainstream media about our community and directing our community to respond to different things in a certain way. Every time, you know, and that is not who we are. We need to respond to things based off of our self-determination, not by someone telling us this is what you should be doing by their overall propaganda. And this is the thing about conspiracy theories. There are no real conspiracy theories. There are just conspiracies. And there is a conspiracy to maintain the overall enslavement of people. And they are willing to do any and everything. And they're willing to come together in organization to ensure that that happens. And in order for you to defend yourself appropriately from that and not beg them for anything, beg them for your life, beg them for your opportunities, beg them for your prosperity, beg them for this and beg them for that. No, you are more than able, more than capable, and more than powerful enough to establish that for yourself. And sometimes all we need is a like-minded people to come together to do that. And so I'm really looking forward to this. You will definitely hear more about it. We will put this together. And if you're interested in it at all, which you should be, everyone here at Tando should be interested because this is an opportunity for us to come together and dictate our overall direction. And I'm going to tell you one of the powerful things with this is going to be this. We will be able to establish our own Africa town everywhere we live. And this can move into where we start to have our own counties, where you have your own sheriff. The sheriff of your county has more power than the president of the United States. So we need to engage ourselves in a way that is really self-determining. Now, I'm not a big proponent of using the system, but what I am a big proponent of this is learning from the organization from what has worked and establishing an agenda and direction that is determined by you. So that's what we're going to be doing. And the reason why we're going to be doing it is because if we don't do it, so many of us are going to be just like Katrina. They told us that the storm was forecast that it would be there. And many people heard the warning and they were used to hearing that because they dealt with storms so many times before. And they always, and one of the things that you always hear in the interviews, in the reports, where they reported to people before the hurricane, everyone spoke the same. So, they always say that this is going to be the worst one. It's going to be bad. And that it turns out to be nothing because they do that for a reason. They control the propaganda, and we don't think past what we're being told because we don't know the language. Yes, they keep saying that this economic collapse is going to be bad. I pray that it won't happen in the next 2 years. I don't, but it's going to happen, and when it does, it doesn't matter what they told you and it didn't happen before. You won't be ready for where you are right at that second. And there's no going back to preparing for that. And one of the great things about coming together into a preparedness group is that there are going to be a lot of business opportunities that will be come about. Because preparedness is more than just preparing for what we know is coming. Preparing is for preparing for things that you didn't know was coming that are not, you know, that are not man-made or natural or any event that happens. And not only that, the alliances of the relationships that you can make business-wise is immense. Totally, totally immense. And it's something that could be shared and equally shared among everyone. Among everyone. So this is what we're going to be putting together. Looking forward to putting this together with you guys. And would love to hear from you guys on what you think about it. Some would say no, some would say yay, but this is a direction that is a direction that would be directly beneficial to you. It's something that you're going to be able to use for your benefit, and it's an alliance that is so needed. You know, we're ready. We are totally ready to actually do some things different. This is why you listen to Tando Radio Show. This is why you started preparing. This is why you do the things that you do. You know, and our whole, the cadre of the people that we have are people that are sincere in nature, and everything is going to be where it's about the overall good of everyone. Everyone. And so I'm really looking forward to this, because we're going to have to be able to establish our satellites throughout this country. Our total satellites, people are traveling all over the place. People are trying to, you know, some of us are in a position where we can't purchase a lot of things, but if you can get this, you know, what we'll do is establish a way where you can buy in bulk with other people, and so that you get the things that you need. And one of the things with preparedness is that you can't have everything at one person, at one place. That's why it's so important. It's just like, why do you think that the military was established? Because the military was established because they needed people to work for the overall agenda of something else. But see, this is going to be our agenda in protecting us. We need that same organization that was instituted by the system. Look at the system for what it is. They're wrong in their overall energy. They're right in their organization. Completely right in their organization. So, it gives us a great opportunity to actually, and the benefits of this can be so, because now you can start to respond to things yourself instead of summoning those that actually put in position the very crisis or situation or adversity that you're dealing with. You become self-reliant. That's what this is all about. About self-reliance and self-determination. Not about anti-anything. It's about us preparing our families to endure everything. So that is what we're going to be doing. And I'm really looking forward to it. There's much work to be done. It's, you know, like I said, actually this summer we're going to be training with the officers of RDP, and we're going to be to actually get that in together. And that group, we're going to formulate how this is going to be done and put everything together before then. And it's going to be an opportunity for us to finally be prepared for things, because in preparing in such a short time, one of the things is extremely expensive, and it is also, it takes a lot of time. But when you do it from the standpoint of establishing groups, or just, you know, some may want to join to be a member just to keep themselves anonymous, to establish their own family, their own groups, that's perfectly well too. And we'll be able to see how that, we'll have something for everyone. But with the membership, what we'll bring you is that you will get the precious metals class. You will get preparedness training. You will get overall tactical training. You will be able to actually look at things before they happen, because I'm going to tell you, learning to be able to read the signs before things happen is critical, and there is an art to that. And because the system, the governments act a certain way before they do things, and you need to know what those events are that you need to be looking for, because it's going to be different everywhere throughout the country, but it's going to be systematically the same. And so this will be a great opportunity for you and your family and for a group yourself. And I still would suggest that you put your overall groups together yourself. Because those are the people that are going to be intimately working with you. So I would not, I would definitely suggest that, and then that group come in, or you learn how to do things and establish your group from there, and then bring that group into our overall satellite group and just overall preparedness collection. And why that is so important, because you have to get people that you know their habits, you know their character flaws, you know their strengths, you know their capabilities, and you know their discipline. That is something that you don't want to find out, if at all possible, not under the gun. But if you can, you know those things already, establish yourself, you will be doing yourself such a great service. Then there are things that you need to learn, because there's just so much to learn within the preparedness group, because you don't just prepare for one thing, you prepare for everything. You establish the table of preparedness, and then now you branch it out into the full furnishing of the home. And that's in all different forms and different directions. And this is where you can start to have collective prudence with other people. And believe me, the overall opportunities are unbeknownst to us, because we just need to engage it. So we're going to build it, and we know that the people will come, and we will strategize and put this together for the overall good of everyone. So definitely, definitely looking forward to it. And the reason why. Why is it that we need to do this? Because we have children that have, and we have a community that has been ignored, neglected, used, disenfranchised. And this is going to continue. And one of the things that is going to be so damaging is that the events that we're going to go through, the next world, the next global war, the next Great Depression, is going to be far greater than the last one, because the overall dynamics of it is much greater, much, much greater. And that is in many regards. One, we are not as hardy as individuals as we used to be. We're nowhere near as self-sufficient as the people that went through the Great Depression were. And that is just, that's just the truth on the on the overall consensus of the population. A lot of those individuals were able to live off the land. Those individuals were used to living off the land. They were not attached to any electronical grid. Or they weren't on, they weren't data-driven. Most of us are data-driven completely in our lives now. Completely. They were more self-sufficient. The overall food was in a better condition. See, when it comes to preparing, there are stages that you need, there are things that you need to do in stages, depending on what's going on. And see, the people of the Great Depression, and a lot of them, you know, didn't make it because it was such a hard time. It was such a hard time. And it's going to be worse even now, because there are so many things, intrinsic value things, that we don't know anymore. We just know how to be cyber experts. We are keyboard experts on things. But that has taken away from our overall self-determining and our intrinsic value that extends far beyond a computer. We become too automated, and we become too attached to the grid. And there are things that you need to do to get yourself not totally weaned from it, but able to withstand when that grid or that overall structure collapses. One of the things that is in place right now, we talked about it on Friday, where we were talking about the overall preparing our children. One of the things that's coming down the pipe is that your cell phones, then your computer is not going to work. And I'm going to tell you, one of the first things that I'm going to do when things go awry is get rid of the cell phone right away. Get rid of it. Totally. Totally, totally, totally. Because it's not needed. It won't be needed. And then if once things come back into norm, then you could go back to it. Or if that is the case, if that is necessary. But one of the things that's going to happen in the confusion, they're going to continue to cut, they're going to cut off the internet, and they're going to cut off the cell phones. And we already talked about this on Friday. That would totally destroy any unprepared person to think in a tactical, strategical manner. They're going to freak. Then it also deals with so many other things with the cars now. Have you noticed something? I want you to recognize this. It's very key and critical. If they're going to have an internet kill switch and a phone kill switch, they also have a car, a modern day car kill switch. They're going to turn those cars off. All those cars that people purchase, remember Cash for Clunkers? They would give you cash if you bring in your worthless car. See, they were giving you worthless and tricking you to bring in something that was priceless, something that had real intrinsical value. See, they wanted you to turn in that car because they can't turn that one off. This is not my doing, but this is what I'm preparing for. And this is what you need to be preparing for. Your family needs to be preparing for. It's not a matter of fear. It's really a matter of valor, strength, confidence, and above and beyond, not faith, but works and faith. You have faith that the great creator God Almighty has equipped you to deal with anything, and that's why you're doing something. One of the things that I've always noticed throughout the different stories and the different accounts of the great creator in relationship with man was that there was a call, a direction, and a responsibility. There was nothing that was like man, where it says, you do this, and I'll do this, and then I will continue to give you something that you haven't deserved. Whenever I've seen the relationship between the great creator and mankind, there's always been a call, an obligation, and a responsibility. You listen, you hear it, you move now and you do something. And from that doing, your works became your blessing. And then you have the hedge of protection in so many different ways. And in so many, the opportunities totally changed for you. Because you didn't have a man king. You had what the great creator God Almighty had in place for you, sustainability. That's what this is going to be all about. One of the things with this preparedness group, we will have structure and discipline, but there are no leaders. You're the leader. You're the most important part of this whole thing. You are. And everything that you need is right there. You just need to bring it out and act on it and work within it. And prepare yourself. And the great thing about this, some of us are going to learn finally how to stop being consumers. And that is probably one of the greatest lessons in preparing. It teaches you to stop being a consumer and start to be a saver. And you would say, how does it do that? It does that because of this. When you're preparing, you look at intrinsical value of things. You don't look at the fad and the fashion of things. Those that are not prepared look at consumerism totally different. They look at spending or using their currency totally different than someone that's preparing. Someone that is not preparing is a consumer. All they do is buy consumer goods. All they do is participate in consumer activities. All of the holidays, did you notice right after Christmas was over, the stores was already starting to put up Valentine's things, because they realized that they've established consumers through their schooling. One of the things about preparing is that it gives you an education of how powerful you are and how powerful you can be and how strong your disciplines are once you use those muscles. Once you use those abilities that you have, once you nurture those abilities, then the former you that has been trained by the schools to be a consumer no longer controls you. You're able to see consumer goods that are worthless and just that. One of the greatest lessons that I learned as being a prepper is that I look at things from this standpoint. I look at to buy something. I told some of the people that are taking the class that are here, you know, listening to Tando now. I told them that it changed my whole outlook on purchasing things. Because I would look at purchasing things from a standpoint of how many ounces of silver is this going to cost me. And then right away it would tell me if it had any value in comparison to silver. Make that exchange. That's a very, very powerful thing. Because it teaches you to be a saver. And to position yourself. And then from that saving, let's say nothing happens. Fantastic. Nothing happens. Guess what? You didn't lose anything. You gained everything. Because I'm going to tell you this. One thing you already know, that there doesn't need to be one posting, one article, one discussion. You already know your ability to purchase things is going to get more difficult. And if you can actually save in a different way and then reinvest it in something else that really works, and I would say be careful of the things that don't work, because there are people within our community that are pushing pipe dreams on things. And they're doing that because they have no sincere attachment to you at all. They look at you as another end to make their meaning. And that is something that is rampant, but because they've been taught that. And one of the things about preparing is that it puts in perspective the value of things. And then before you know it, you have a real savings of things that have real intrinsical value now that you can leverage in the way that your new disciplines will benefit you even more. And that is priceless in itself. Hey everyone, you're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you, talking about preparing and why we need to prepare and the organizations that we're going to, that we're actually from the membership that we're going to establish and why this is so, so important. And you think about it. This has been done so many different times in history. You know, the Black Panther Party was one that started. So this is going to be much, much different than that, but it's under the same pretext that we need to come together ourselves. You listen to Tando Radio Show. We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio.
New Black Media for the New Millennium. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and just want to thank you all for listening. And today, we're talking about preparedness, and because the rest of the world is all of the indicators are telling us that things are about to get very ugly. Now, I'm going to say that I think we have like 2 years before we have some very difficult times. 2 years, if you really think about 2 years, is not long at all. 14 months is not long at all. And in that time, and I'm going to tell you one of the things we're preparing is that it takes some time. It takes time and effort. And what we're going to do is that we're going to actually streamline that. I'm going to streamline that for you within our overall membership group. And this is a great thing because now some of the people, the membership group will actually streamline a lot of things for you and will get the things that you need so that you can get on a directed path towards preparing it, and it's going to be completely beneficial. Now, there are some people that have actually taken the precious metals class and everything else. Those individuals are lifelong members now, and they will definitely be engaging. They are a part of the group already, and from the business opportunities, they will be able to share in everything else. So those individuals are great, are set. They won't lose anything. And a lot of those individuals, I will actually be asking to help and join the cadre of training people, because it's just so much better when we all do it. We can actually spread ourselves out and really get our people ready. Now, this is really important because of the, you look at everything that's happening. There are going to be things that totally destabilize what you know as norm very soon. And in that, there are relationships from people that you're going to need to have. And, you know, I can definitely see that from these relationships, it's going to be more than just preparing, because we're going to get all these people together, start our preparing classes and everything else. And then there is going to be information that is going to be shared about what's going on and opportunities that are there. And we didn't, you know, I didn't forget about Dr. Alexander called me, and is actually, running back out of, the country. Actually was leaving to tomorrow. But, once he comes back, everything will still move forward. But there are actual opportunities that are going to be presented to the members, a lot of opportunities. I'm going to tell you, there's one opportunity from a brother you'll hear from him at the appropriate time. His name is John. Has some great information, some great things that you could do where you can actually, you know, establish a organization where all of your bills should be put under, or the major bills can be looked at as donations. So it's so, the opportunities in this is so great. There's a lot of people that are within our the group that we already have, and some of the people that have taken this to precious metals class that are so resourceful and are ready to actually get to work on things, because there are some great business opportunities that are going to come along. and we need to actually be in place to do it. And we are strategically, if you really think about our community, we're strategically placed with any form of organization that will really help us. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to the caller. Don't like to keep them waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tango Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Dave, what's going on, Mr. Brother David?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call and give you a shout, let everybody know we're on the same page. And like you said, there's no leaders. We all expect you to come in as an individual and leave as a general. And I'm looking forward to it. Be blessed. Man, I just wanted to give you a shout.
Okay. All right, Brother Davis. I'll talk to you, brother.
All right. Peace.
Yes. Okay. See you soon, brother. Thank you so much. Brother Davis is a part of our cadre team. And, you know, he was actually he still is the president of our RDP group, but he's also Team Davis is going to be part of the cadre team because this is what is so needed. And so you already know that, you know, CC is a part of it, and there were some other people that you haven't heard from in a while that are a part of it, or you've heard here on Tando that are going to be actually instituting this and bringing it together. And why is this so important? Because we are spread out through this country, and we need to be able to help ourselves. And we need to be able to respond to different things. Because over in, case in point, right now they're having some difficulties in Europe with their refugee crisis. Now, one of the things that I look at with this is that when this first happened, this was nothing more than a false flag. This was an extension of the false flag for a overall agenda. And what I mean by that is this. It was purposely done to destabilize the Middle East and to set the people, to totally have those people live under such, you know, extreme conditions and to displace them throughout the world to destabilize Europe. Because as you destabilize Europe, you're going to get a response from Europe that they knew would garnish and would be the perfect plausible deniability to start war. Because what they do is they know that if they invoke and just instigate some trouble from people from somewhere else, people will rally together and want to totally destabilize everything. That's exactly what's being done. It's exactly what's being done. So it's great. How you know it's a false flag? It was great organization to get them there. Then they just let them go. That was the plan. That was the release plan. That's just like great organization to create a bioweapon. Then you just have a efficient way to disperse it and let it go. That's how you know that this whole thing was a false flag and contrived. Because there was an extension, it was great organization to get them into place, and now you just turn them loose. That same thing of instability is going to be brought to your neighborhood, into this where we live here. But it may not come in the exact same form, but it may be a remnant of it, or it's going to be in other ways. And it already has been, and it already will continue to be. Because while we're looking at one thing, we don't even realize that the rug has been pulled out from under us. Because we're busy paying attention to things that we shouldn't be paying attention to. And I know that every person here can start to see the overall economic demise of this country everywhere. Everywhere is going to continue to happen. There is no recovery because the system does not want it to recover yet. So there's ways that you can look at this. You can look at this as, okay, if I prepare for this, get myself into position for this, I can actually be in a position of advantage, gain some opportunities, and then establish myself after it's over. Because the main thing is that they want to first bring the pain. And if you are not one that is going to be drastically in pain, then there won't be an inappropriate response from you. You know, they also teach and they school us in so many ways. They teach us to respond to physical pain instead of to dilute physical pain and disperse physical pain through our harmonic frequency. Through our meditation. Through our calming of the energy, all the energy around us. Which is very possible. But they don't teach us that. What do they teach us to do? As soon as there's a problem, there is an immediate response that we have in fear. Either by screaming or either by fear. And what does that do? That paralyzes you and shuts everything off. There's a reason why the meditation is done with the closing of your eyes. Because it's not you that's turning off, you're turning everything off around you. One of the scientists that came out with a study in their own way, I didn't post it in Tando, but I will. I just gotta find it. I have it and wanted to post it. I'm gonna post it now. I think I've got it with you. There's a scientist came out with, and I didn't get to finish reading it, that's why I didn't want to post it. Scientist came out with an acknowledgement that what is commonly known as, and was introduced to a lot of people by way of Hollywood, and one of the things with Hollywood is that I don't like movies because you're looking at someone's mind, and you got to be careful of that, in my opinion. But they came out and they said that what was introduced to you through the movies is very true, and it was introduced to a lot of people through the movie Star Wars, and it was called The Force. And they said that that really does exist. But see, this is the problem with that. They tell you that it exists from the way that they've introduced it to you. That's the catch. That's the catch. And so, the thing about you have the ability to transcend yourself in so many different ways. But one of the first things that you have to do in order to transcend yourself outside of fear, you have to first liberate yourself from what you're afraid of. I hear so many people, when it comes to preparing, shut down, and they get scared, and they say, you're scaring me. No, it's not that I'm scaring you, it's just that you're scary. It's a big difference. Huge difference. And at some point, in order for us to be who we really are, you can't be scary. Why would you give that power to someone? Why would you give that force away? And I'm not talking about Star Wars force. I'm talking about the real force, you. Why would you give that away to someone? Why would you hold someone working so close to you that whatever they invent, you gotta respond to that? As my friend told me, that they were told by their parents, if you live your life for someone else, that other person has two lives and you have none. So many of us live for our master, we call government, the institutions, and the corporations. And one of the things in preparing is that you're preparing to take your life back by your self-determining direction. It's much bigger than getting some food, getting a can of food, learning how to purify water. Much more than learning how to protect yourself, learning how to navigate and position yourself in certain situations. It's much more powerful than that. One of the most important things with preparing is this, is that you're learning to open and unleash and engage your true self. And you would say, what do you mean your true self, David? This is my true self. No, it's not your true self. Civilization was the cage that man puts you in. But civilization is the cage that we choose to stay in. Enslavement is the cage that we choose to stay in. When the great creator, God Almighty, made you, there was no civilization that you were placed in because it wasn't necessary. Or else it would have been a requirement for your overall existence. And it would be sustainable. But it's neither that. This is something that you were birthed into, born into, but not born for. So that's just one of the great things about preparing, is that you learn yourself. You actually learn yourself, and you learn some of your capabilities. And the most important thing is that now you can teach it to someone else. Not invoke it on someone, not demand that someone do these things. No, not at all. But you can assist them in helping them to prepare. And then that will be liberating for them and equally. So I'm really looking forward to all of this. And let me see, where is this article? I need to read it first before I post it. So I'm going to read this article. And because believe me, everything that they say is you got to read between the lines on a lot of things. So we already know that things are coming. Things are happening. And our children need to be taken care of so that they can grow into the fullness and be nurtured into their fullness as to who they are. And when we do that, we have no dysfunction within our community. There is only a need for crime when something has been stolen. There's only a need for anger when something has been taken, when something has been lost, when you've been deprived of something. And that's the basis of the society that we live in now. They always say there can be no rich without any poor. We accept that. They always say it rolls downhill. Well, why in the world would you stand at the foot of that hill? Or why in the world would you even try to climb where it's coming down from? You know what I'm talking about? S rolls downhill. Why would you try to climb up a hill where the S is being produced from the top? When what we should be doing is living in a very sustainable, collective way where everyone, no one pays for their birthright. You enjoy it and you share it with everyone else. Okay, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening today. Looking forward to working with you all. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that via text or call me, 951-790-8330. And you can reach me at wolf6 is my email, wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, pack, P-A-C-K, 1, at Gmail. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually have a a membership. In that membership, I'm going to teach everything I know about precious metals and everything else and preparing and everything. And it's going to be $25 a month, and you can cancel it at any time. And I know that, you know, it's something that is going to be so beneficial to you. You're going to be there a while because there's so much that you're going to be learning. So this is a better opportunity because we really need to be able to do this at a price point where people can still prepare and get the things that they need because of the times that we're in. And we're going to establish this collective prudence by our own doing. So looking forward to working with you all. And God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Thank you, CC. Thank you, Brother Davis, for giving us a call. And thank you all for listening today. Thank you to Scotty for all that you do. I can't wait to continue to work with you. Much love and much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.